bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Back outside the palace walls, meanwhile, Jedite had other cards to play.
Here, put these on.
What are they?
Police chameleon coats. I swiped them when I left Luton Star.
Oh dear.
We put these on, the cameras won't pick us up when we get into the palace.
Doesn't help us much this side of the walls though, does it?
Police laser cutter.
Courtesy of Luton Star as well, I take it?
It's collateral damage. Now, I'll just cut us a nice big hole and...
You can't do that!
Well, I am.
They'll have security, you stupid man. If you touch those bricks, all the alarms and cameras in this place will go berserk.
Yes, that's what the coats are for.
Jedite.
I'm getting the people who did this to my mother, Ambika. I'm not going to say it again. I'm just going to go on without you.
Just listen, please. Now, are you sure that if you touch the wall with that laser thing, the alarms won't set off?
Oh, come on, Beaky.
What?
Well, I'm only an ex-police captain, aren't I?
From one of the many balconies of the Royal Palace, Lady Vallon perused the festivity in the garden below.
Well, this certainly looks more like the sort of party a prince should have. How is the Imperial brat, Meadows? Is he crying yet?
I think he might be soon, my lady. I've told the DJ that you'll be announcing the start of the live entertainment in a few minutes.
Good. Then we'll really see him scream.
Hi there, gorgeous viewers. You're watching the Green Walls Galactic Gossip Channel. And over on planet Varsha, Prince Randall's pre-coronation party is in full swing tonight. Let's head on over to the Royal Palace Gardens for a look.
Wow, these yellow drinks are really, really tasty. Hey, man with a yellow drinks tray, I want another yellow drink, please. Can I get another yellow drink over here?
Stupid media barons!
You okay, mate?
Oh, why would you care?
Hey, I care. I'm a caring person. Here, you should have a yellow drink.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. You'll love these. They're really yellow and Scarab's featuresome face. It's you. You're you, aren't you? You're the prince person.
Oh, no.
No, don't leave. Wait a minute. Greetings, Your Imperial Sovereignty. My name is Lady Catherine Cat Calliday, and... Oh, rats, I've forgotten how to do the voice now. Hang on!
Look, I get enough plastic princesses proposing to me, so if you don't mind...
No, please, I really like you. We can have fun. I like dragons. Do you like dragons?
Excuse me?
No, please come back. I'm really very nice.
Will you let go of my... Get off! Get off me!
I can't help it. It's my false arm. It's going all weird again.
Get your pesky arm off my throat!
I'm trying. Just let me... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to...
That's my favourite gown!
I'm sorry.
My father left it to me!
Oh, I'm really, really very sorry.
Just go away, would you?
But...
Now! Or I'll have you thrown over the wall!
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen of all species. Your benevolent host for the evening is about to grace the stage. Would everyone please give a warm welcome for Greenwald's number one planet lord, Lady Felicia Vallon?
What?! Hey, I'm supposed to be up there, not her!
That should bring him running, my lady.
Thank you, Alfred.
Thank you, Greenwald viewers everywhere. This is Felicia Vallon, live across the galaxy from the pre-coronation party of Planet Varsha's new young emperor-to-be, Sebastian Randall Strang.
Hey!
And we've got a great lineup for you tonight, folks. Dancers, rappers, all your favorite modern musicians,
you impudent little...
Ah, here comes the prince himself, I think, folks.
Out of my way, you semi-evolved snotballs. I'm going on that stage if I want to.
It's all right, boys. Let him on stage.
What do you think you're doing? I told you I was hosting this thing, not you.
So, Prince Randall, found any attractive young ladies at this party you might want to take as queen?
Stop changing the subject. I want my theatre troupe. Where are they?
I'm afraid they couldn't make it, sire. But instead, we've got...
Give me that entertainment list. I thought so. You didn't let in any of the people I wanted, did you?
Sire?
You know, it wasn't too much to ask. Just back off and let me have my own party without turning it into some stupid Greenwald convention.
Sire, we tried to tell you.
Shut up, Meadows. You know what? I hate you, Greenwald stars. You're all rotten, the lot of you.
Oh, surely your highness wouldn't tar all Greenwald stars with the same brush.
Oh, yes, I would. I'd tar you. I'd jolly well tar you till you were all tarred up with tarriness. And then I'd wash it off with acid.
What a splendidly colourful statement, sire. You couldn't just say it again into the camera, could you?
Enough! I've had enough of your cameras, your lies, your superficial morons cluttering up my parties!
Sire, please.
Get out! All of you! Out! Hey, turn that rotten music off! Turn it off, I'm serious! That's it! The party's over! All of you out! Now! Yes, yes, go on! Boo as much as you like! Oh, I hate you all!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the prince. If the stewards would mind showing everyone to the exit, please.
And you listen here to this, Lady Valen. Don't you think you'll be filming any more stupid reality shows in my solar system? Because I'm throwing you all out. I want you and your employees off this planet by tomorrow morning, and I never want to see you back here as long as I jolly well live.
Sire, you can't actually do that.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm in charge here. And as long as I am, there'll be no more Greenwald broadcasting on this planet. Do you understand? Not one measly little advert. Not one!
Slamming the patio door as he stormed inside, the prince failed to notice the figure lurking behind one of the tall marble pillars.
Oh, hang it! Oh, I've given myself a headache now with all that shouting. Oh, I think I'll go and lie down for a bit. Oh, don't worry, Randall. This time tomorrow, you'll be sovereign. The planet will be yours, and all those useless dunderhead clods will be...
I shouldn't bother struggling, mate. I'm a lot bigger and stronger than you are. Now, I'll make this abundantly clear, shall I? Tell me where Lady Valen's chambers are, and you might just live long enough to see your coronation.
Who the hell are you?
Did you miss the part where I'm asking the questions?
Hey, don't point that laser pistol at me! I'm the prince!
Yeah, and you're about to become a dead prince if you don't tell me where...
That way, next floor up. The big pink double doors with the brass plate that has a galaxy made of emeralds carved into it. That's the...
Yes, I know what the Greenwald logo looks like. Now, I'm going to cuff you, and you're going to lead the way.
Are you going to kill her?
None of your business.
You're going to kill her, aren't you? I can tell. Oh, that's what you got the gun for!
I said...
Oh, I can help! Seriously, I want to! Oh! What did you punch me for?
No more talk, understand?
Spoil sport.
But something else was about to spoil the slumber of Lady Valon, who, in the four-poster bed of her ghostly chamber, continued to sleep silently.
Look, whoever you are, I just got off to bed. So this had better be phenomenally good, or I'll... Mother? No, no, it's all right. I was... Never mind. How are you? No, I can't come and sit with you. I'm 25 solar systems away. Greenwald! Greenwald Broadcasting! It's where I work! I... Oh, no, don't cry. Oh, no, please don't cry, Mother. Look, if you're lonely, maybe one of the doctors will sit up with you.
Nice to see you care so much.
Who's that?
You know, I really didn't think you would. I mean, if you loved your own mother, how could you take away someone else's without feeling all...
Okay, let's stop the shadowy figure by the curtains act, shall we? Come forward and let's see that lovely face.
You mean you don't recognise my voice, Flick?
Jedite.
Elsewhere, in the palace corridors...
Cat? Cat! Catherine!
Beaky, what are you...
Never mind what am I doing here, young lady. What are you doing inside this palace? And what are you wearing? That dress looks expensive.
Don't worry, I paid for it myself. Fat lot of use it was in the end, but...
Never mind. Listen to me. Have you seen Jedite?
No, why? What's he...
Oh, come on, we have to find him.
You find him. I'm going to go curl up in a corner and die of pain.
Cat, what have you been doing?
Look, it's not important, all right? I just need to go and... Hang on. When you said you need to find Jedi, you mean because he's going to try and kill someone again, don't you?
Yes, Cat, that's exactly what I'm afraid he's going to do.
Well, why aren't you trying to stop him?
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, come on, then. We've got to find him. Beaky, come on.